DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChute portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChute portions, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and get our EchoLink stations. Good evening to W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up in Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's over in Spartanburg. And KJ4RQZ, that's Mr. Nathan over in Greenville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there on Table Rock. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James over there in Greer. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KC4W, that's Mr. B. Brian, folks that use the pre-net check-in function on a repeater. I hope all of y'all are doing well. We'll go over to our EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
We're DOS. Please check in Hilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. Still got one more EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Golf Hotel. My name is Jonathan. I'm here in Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4TGH. That's my neighbor Jonathan over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jonathan. Hope you are doing well. We'll go up to the RF check-ins now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And please, by telephone relay, check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
That's a bit of Liz. Liz and Liz. Liz and Liz. Two of two. Us two and the other. Love and Edmund. Out of the negative and negative.
OS. Please check in. WG4MC. This is Matt West from Granville County. Be negative, be negative. 7-3 to you and on net. And tell Ms. Joy I said hello.
Yeah, 4 DOS. Please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. I appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Please tell Rick we said hello. And Lorena brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. She's down there in Ware Shoals. Appreciate you bringing Michelle along, Lorena. Please tell Miss Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well there, giggles. And then we got my buddy Walt, K4OIM, over there in Inman. Sounding good from Inman tonight, Walt. Appreciate you being with us. Please tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And then we got WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And then we've got KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Okay. Please check in. N4NLR, November 4. Nothing like radio. Name here is Jim Juliet in your mic. Location Greenville, South Carolina. Check me in and out, yeah. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4NLR, Mr. Jim over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Let's move up now to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, Gary. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KI4DOS. Oh, Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Guam and Golf. KO4QLG. This is Chris Liberty. I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
DOS. November Zulu 4 Romeo in Asheville. The name is Scott, and I'm just listening. Thanks.
For DOS, we'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And it's getting kind of close on Miss Bernice, Tom. That's what, next week?
Roger on that. Thank the good Lord and the surgeons.
Amen to that, Tom. But again, tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And again, hope y'all are doing well. And then we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And NZ4R, that's Mr. Scott. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Scott, there, young man. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KG4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Rhonda, Easley. No traffic, and I'll try to be here for some rig to you, Gary. And I want to check in my brothers by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall in Asheville, and also KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. And hope everybody's having a good evening, Gary, KC4SKD.
DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're both over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And then Larry brings along his two brothers. N9TEC, that's Mr. Randall up there in Asheville, and KF4GGF, Mr. Charlie, down there in Goose Creek. Randall, please tell Randall and Charlie we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And again, I'll be back to you in just a little bit for some comments. All right, I got an Echo Link station up. Let me grab this Echo Link station. Echo Link station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, good evening, Gary. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Gary, all on the net. No, negative, negative. Do tell Miss Joy that we say hello. And Gary also, we just wanted to let you know that she went, don't know if you've ever heard of Botox or not, but Botox is a treatment that is used to treat migraine headaches. She went for her first treatment of that yesterday afternoon at our local hospital, and so Gary, you and Miss Joy, be sure and keep her in your thoughts that this will work, to give her some relief from her headaches.
Say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA. He's down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well, and we will do that. No problem there, Stephen. I'll tell Joy y'all said hello. And we'll keep Jennifer in our prayer list. Hopefully that Botox will help her migraines. Really do. I hope that works for her. And while I got you, you want to go ahead and plug your ham fist while you got the radio up?
Gary, could you come back with that one more time for whatever reason, Gary? You're breaking up a little bit on my end into the repeater this evening.
Okay, Stephen. I said that. I appreciate you and Jennifer being here. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. We will keep her in our prayers about her Botox treatments for her migraine headaches. We hope that works, and we'll keep her in our prayers about that. And then I ask if you would like to say something about the Greenwood Ham Fest coming up in January.
Affirmative, Gary. I'll be glad to for all those who are on frequency. Our ham fest here in Greenwood, which will be called the GARS Fest, Golf Alpha Romeo Sierra GARS Fest. That is still on for January 11th. That is still on. It's scheduled for January of next year. All the details can be found by clicking onto the, if you go to our website at Gulf Whiskey Delta. That is W4GWD.org. If you click onto that, that will take you to our website. Once you get onto our website, click on the Hamfest tab on the top of our website page, click on the Hamfest tab at the top of our webpage, and that will take you to the links that you need to get you to all the information about our Hamfest. Or Garfest, I should say, affirmative, Gary. We are still a go for January. KA4PQA.
Alrighty, Stephen. Well, I do appreciate you doing that, and we want to get people involved in coming back to the Hamfest and the Garfest, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be a nice little event. It always is. I enjoy coming down there and visiting with you folks. Y'all put on a good show down there. But do appreciate you doing that, and we'll talk to y'all a little bit later. Hopefully y'all have a great evening and a good rest of the week. All righty, let's see here now. Let's move up in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu Group. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. So for Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary.
For DOS. Hello to you and Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane here in Cleveland. No traffic. No table. Thanks for calling the net.
Bliss. Gary, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
4 DOS. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Lima Bravo. That's KQ4. WLB, this is Roger and Travers Rest, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Again, November 4, Victor, Uniform Tango, that's N4VUT. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Recheck, Gary.
I got you, Stephen. I'll be right back to you. I'm going to recognize these, and I'll be right back. As KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I would like to say good evening to WB4ZVM. That's Mr. Dan over there in Greer. In case I didn't say that right, it's Kilo Bravo 4 Zulu Victor Mike. That's Mr. Dan over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Hope you are doing well. And N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you and Miss Beth are doing well. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Missed you at lunch today. We had a good time, but maybe we'll do it again real soon. But y'all take care. Then we got K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KQ4WLB, that's Mr. Roger up Traveler's Rest. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Roger. Hope you're doing well. And N4VUT, that's Mr. Jamie, and he's over there in Tigerville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jamie. Hope you are doing well. KA4PQA, Stephen, go with your recheck.
Copy that, Gary. Just wanted to let you know that about our Hamfest, Gary. That in the years past, we have called it Hamfest. However, this time we decided to call it we are calling it Garfest. This year, Gary, we're calling it Garfest, named because it is our club yearly ham fest, instead of calling it ham fest, we are calling it Garth Fest after the initials of our radio club here in Greenwood. But just wanted to let you know the reason behind why we're calling it Garth Fest instead of Ham Fest this year, Gary.
Okay, Stephen. Well, that's a good reason. But it doesn't make any difference, as it's still a fun event, and we want folks to come out and participate in it. And it's always, y'all put on a good little fest down there, regardless of what the name of it is. But do appreciate it there, Stephen. Y'all take care. Additional stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary, I know I just cleared with you. One more thing I wanted to mention, then I'll let you get on with the net. If y'all are still announcing our net, do continue to do so. And we're looking forward to seeing yourself and Miss Joy, if she can make it, and the rest of y'all from the Greenville group down here at our Ham Fest this year.
But in the meantime, y'all take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Hopefully, Joy will be able to make it this year, too. Let's move around now to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For DOS, this is Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India. Jack over here in Rock Hill. And then at Greenwood, if we get any more information on it, I'd like to hear about it or whatever.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KJ4BKI, Mr. Jack. He's up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jack. Good signal into the repeater from Rock Hill, as always. And, Jack, you can find out about the Greenwood Ham Fest. Just go get on your computer and type in W4GWD, Whiskey 4, Golf Whiskey Delta, .org. And you can go to their link up there. It says Ham Fest on their webpage and get all the information there. Over. Old school, I like the round connectors as well, I don't mind getting in there with my little bitty soldering tip and soldering the wires in there, but that, it seems like those modular plugs go on a lot quicker. Appreciate you being with us and get that information on that Greenwood Ham Fest off the web. But again, Jack, we do appreciate you being with us tonight. Additional stations in the Alpha through Delta Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel Group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And all in it. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. AO4 HKX. That's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, I have no comment, no traffic today, tonight, Gary. Tell Joy, at least I said hello, and it's great to see you today.
Check in KK4 HXB Earl over here in Travers Rest. I'm going to be monitoring.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. And I enjoyed seeing you today. We had a good time. We will do it again there, young man. I also like to say good evening, KK4HXB. That's Mr. Earl. He's up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Earl. Hope you are doing well. And N4EDW. That's Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Echoes to Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Send a search party out for Harry up there. Maybe he'll come in here in just a little bit. We move up now to the very patient group on a Wednesday night, which is India through Lima, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. See, thank you so much for calling me, Gary. Hope you enjoy your well. Good evening. Good evening to all. No traffic, no comments.
4 DOS. Hello, 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. I hope you got that. This is James upon the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, and 73s for each one of you.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. In and out this evening. Over.
KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got KK4JFO, Mr. James up there in Tuxedo at the top of the mountain. James, you sound terrible, young man. I hope you get to feeling better. You don't sound like yourself at all, but we got you in the log. Do appreciate you taking the time and coming in and checking in with us. And again, hope you get to feeling better real soon. And then we got KK4JD. That's Mr. Joe. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you are doing well. And Joe, you owe me a speaker there, young man. You blowed it out over here. You are booming in here. But we got you in the log as well. Hope you are doing well. And K3EJOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching some TV tonight. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike
Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
AI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK-4-JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC-4-MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. And Larry, you sound a little bit under the weather this evening. I hope you get to feeling better there, young man. And again, tell Miss Donna we all said hello from over here. Well, we'll open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
4-DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Still over Cowpens, negative and negative.
4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4TRJ. That's Mr. Bill up there in Cowpens. Good signal into the repeater from Cowpens, as always there, Bill. Appreciate you being with us. Bill, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. And again, appreciate you being with us. I hope y'all are doing well up that way. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
4-DOS. Gary, please check in W4ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Your DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4ZPH, Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
4-DOS. Again, Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWF. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Gary, this is KA4PQA. Just wanted to make one more comment about our ham fest. One month from today.
This is KA4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W4CWF, Mr. Colin, up there in Mill Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Colin. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And Stephen, KA4PQA down there in Greenwood. Stephen, you're exactly right. It's 1 month from today as the Gars Fest down there in Greenwood. Looking forward to it. But thanks for coming in and telling us again there, Stephen. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta Bob here in Piedmont. Good to hear you tonight. I'll be negative and negative, but give my regards to Joy and hope you and Joy are having a good run up to Christmas.
Gary, the one comment I wanted to make about our ham fest was Gary. Since our ham fest is being held at a different location venue this year, there may be a talk in on the repeater frequency this year. But either way, Gary, I'm sure there'll be someone on repeater that will be able to help get you to our ham fest location this year. KA4PQA.
KA4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to AA1RD. That's Mr. Bob. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bob. Please tell Miss Anita we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well there, young man. Stephen, appreciate that information. They normally are say if they don't have a talk in, there's normally somebody on that repeater down there that can give you good directions into the wherever the place is, where the venue is. And I appreciate you letting us know there. Again, Stephen, looking forward to coming down there and seeing you and Miss Jennifer. Alrighty, any others all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We got everybody for the time being. This is a portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
Comment. Gary, what was that website for the Ham Fest, please, sir?
For GolfWhiskeyDelta.org. W4GWD.org. Over.
Now, roger that. Thank you.
Hey up there, young man. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That is a power supply with a built-in speaker. That's a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a built-in speaker, and he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any feels? That is for sale. The fellow has some copper J-pole antennas that he made. These are well-made copper J-pole antennas, and he would like $50 each for these J-pole antennas. Does anyone need any feels? Up is for sale. It's an Alpha Delta 40, 80, and 160 meter wire antenna. It's brand new. He would like to sell it for $120, or he would trade it for a GMRS mobile, or a 2-meter mobile, or a GMRS beam antenna. Does anyone need any feels? For sale or trade. It's a Yaesu FT991A. It's a real nice transceiver. It covers all kind of bands. He would like $800 for it, or he would trade it for a 2-meter or some 2-meter stuff with some money to boot. Does anyone need any feels? Item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is got a fellow looking for a 2-meter mobile transceiver. Just nothing real fancy, but he wants to make sure it works. He's going to put it out in his shop, and he would like to have a 2-meter that he can stick out there in his shop. Does anyone need any feels? Conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around listening to the reading of the SwapNet book. I didn't have anybody list any items or take anything off, so I guess we're status quo there. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Seeing everybody on the net, please check in and out. Kilo Mike 4, Echo Foxtrot Tango, Shannon in Hendersonville.
DOS. Evening, Gary, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's, and negative tonight, Gary.
KI4DOS in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KM4EFT. That's Miss Shannon up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shannon. Hope you are doing well. Shannon, I came in here and turned on the Simplex net, and it was so noisy I couldn't hear anything. Couldn't hear anybody, but I didn't try the sideband net, because I went over to this net, and I should have come up back over there to the sideband net, and I apologize for that. But I appreciate you doing the simplex and the sideband net there, Shannon. I enjoyed talking to you on sideband every week or so ago, and we will do it again sometime soon. But you take care. Hope you are doing well. And then we got N4HHC. That's Mr. Warren. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start to write you, call KI4DOS. Well, I don't have but one listed on the stump tonight, and that's Mr. Larry, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry over here in Easley. Larry, it didn't rain today, so you got a clean, shiny, dry stump. But what have you and Ms. Rhonda been up to?
KI4DOS in the net, KC4SKD. I was off Monday, and Rhonda's got this old clock that's been in the family ever since she can remember, and has been sitting on the mantle there in the den. Well, I found somebody that works on old clocks, so I took the thing to the shop to get it checked out. He said it probably just needs to be cleaned and rebalanced, so that's going to be part of a Christmas gift for her. The clock was probably made, I'd say, sometime between in the mid-1800s. And it still works. But he's just going to check it out good and clean it all up for us.
Well, Larry, that is really nice. I know you said it still works, but to take something like that in and get it all cleaned up, rebalanced and polished and all that, and get it back home and put it back up there where it belongs. I'm sure that you and Rhonda will really enjoy that for a long time.
The only thing that I don't want to run on it is the chime. You got two springs. One you wind up for the clock movement, and the other one's for the chimer. But I don't want the thing going ding, ding, ding at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I understand what you're saying. We got some friends up in Statesville, North Carolina. We go up and visit them, and they come down here and visit us. They have one of those clocks that chimes. And, you know, there at first, you know, when I first go up there, I notice it when it goes off. But after it goes off 2 or 3 or 4 times, you know, I don't even hear it. I sleep right through that thing. It doesn't wake me up at all.
Is that it remains to be seen. If we'll just have to try it and see. But this old clock's got a very unusual piece to it. It's got an alarm on it. And the guy at the clock shop said he has never seen one like that with an alarm feature. And he's going to, of course, check it and make sure it works good, too. And I'm sure it explained to us how to use it. But I thought that was kind of neat.
That's something that I haven't seen. Really hadn't heard one like that, you know, mantle clock. But why they wouldn't have if you wanted to have one. But that's the first one that I can remember even hearing that had an alarm on it, Larry. That may be a real important feature, you sort of think.
I'm with you on that, but it does. I mean, it's got this extra little bell down there in it. So I'm sure he'll tell us all about it. I'm supposed to go get it Monday, and I'm having to take my vacation time before I lose it, so I'm off next Monday too. But I'm looking forward to see what it's going to be like once he gets it cleaned up. I told Rhonda we need to level it on the mantle. It's been leaning back toward the wall a little bit, so I may have to cut some special pieces of wood or something to hold it level.
I don't know. I would imagine that it would have to be pretty level. I don't know what you'd have to do to level it up. But, you know, that's one of these things that's starting to be a lost art. It's hard to find somebody that can work on old clocks and old watches and that sort of thing. You know, you have to take to the jewelry store and some of the jewelers don't want to fool with it. So it's amazing that you found somebody that would work on it. But I'm glad you did.
I asked him about another timepiece. My grandfather bought a Bulova Accutron in about 1967. And the watch is in really good shape as far as appearance. But I asked him about it, and he said there's a couple of transistors that goes bad in those. And he does have the capability of replacing the transistors. But I don't know if I want to get it worked on or not, because I've got, I don't know, 7 or 8 or 10 watches, and some of them I don't have batteries in and don't even wear. But the Accutron is a little special, but I'm still kind of wondering if I should get it fixed or not. I haven't made up my mind yet.
Plenty of time, you know, you don't wear it, and if you decide to wear it, you know, you can always get it repaired, get the guy to do it. That's probably one of the first surface mount type transistors, I would think. Larry, you got that. The age of that watch and, you know, the transistors were pretty good size then, and that I remember the watch well. I don't have many timepieces around. Well, we got plenty of timepieces. But don't have a lot of old ones. I've got one that I bought. It's a wristwatch, but it's solar powered. You know, as long as it can get a little sunshine, it you don't have to wind it or nothing. It just keeps on going. But I took it off and I laid it down in the bedroom. It's kind of dark back there on my dresser, and I let it stay there too long, and it quit running. And so I said, huh, that ain't good. So I got it and carried it over and put it in the sunshine. And it wasn't but just a few seconds, it started running again. And, of course, I just left it laying in the direct sunlight and let it charge back up. But the only other one that I've got is my grandfather's. It was my mother's dad's. It's an old pocket watch. He wound it at the same time every day. He was deaf, but he slept with it under his pillow. Yeah, he wound it and put it under his pillow before he went to bed every night. And I keep it under a glass case there, keep it all the dust out of it.
I got one of those solar watches, too. And mine did exactly the same thing yours did, quit running, and I took it outside and laid it down on a piece of clean cardboard or something. Within minutes, it was running again. But this talking about clocks reminds me of something that, it wasn't funny that happened to my grandfather, but think about it now, it's funny. They bought a new bedroom suit and a nice headboard, and he wanted his clock to fit in the headboard, so the clock had glow-in-the-dark numbers. So he worked one day and cut this hole and fit this clock in there, and it looked really good, and everything worked out fine until they laid down and went to sleep that night. And when they did, it tick, 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 tick. And Daddy said about 10 minutes later, he got up and he took that clock out of the headboard and let it wind down.
Well, I guess the bed frame probably amplified the ticking of the clock. At least I would think it would, especially if the house is quiet, you know, you lay down in the bed and it's normally just dead quiet, you know, still in there, and all of a sudden you heard that clock ticking. Boy, that probably keep you awake for a little while.
Eddie said that Grandpa was a little aggravated. He'd spent all that work fixing it in the bed and the headboard, and then that happened. So he just let the clock wound, run down, and he put it back in the hole, and that's where it stayed Never wound it again. Anyway, I'll let you get back to the net, Gary. Sound like you got a good net. Go and tell Miss Joy we said hello, and after I get the clock, I'll let you know how it's working. KI4DOS in the net, KC4SKD.
Well, when you get it back, give me a holler. I'll ride over. I'd love to see it, especially that alarm thing on it. I can't ever remember seeing a metal slot with an alarm. I'd love to see that. And that way, if somebody ever asked me about it, I could say I saw one. But in the meantime, you and Miss Rhonda have a wonderful week. Glad you're able to take some time off this time of year. Of course, if I hate that you have to, because if you don't, you lose any vacation days. But they did my daughter-in-law the same way. She built up a whole bunch of vacation days, and she's having to take hers off or lose it. And she said she didn't want to lose her time, so she's taking a few days off. And it's all good, you know, any way you look at it. That gives her and her up. My son, Stephen, her husband, a little more time together, and I'm sure you and Rhonda are probably spending a little more time together as well. But tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Give me a call when you get that clock back. I'll ride over and look at it. Y'all take care. Appreciate you talking with me for a few minutes this evening, and we will do it again real soon. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
DOS, KK4JBQ.
Go ahead.
My voice is a little off tonight. I'm not feeling good in the throat, you might say. But I didn't want to miss an opportunity to say that I thoroughly enjoyed your little conversation with the other Larry there. And, you know, I have a clockmaker and a watchmaker and a mechanic, really, of many years. And I just thought while you two were talking, I thought of the many, many times I've been in front of a clock and all the things I ran into, and the holes I dug myself out of, and the Accutrons that I've worked on, the many wind-up clocks with alarms. My dad collected them. When I was just a little boy, and was one he thought I'd never have any success with, when I was probably 9 years old, and it had an alarm in it, and he says, "I don't care if this alarm ever works, I don't plan to ever use it, but let's see if you can get it to run." So I knew an old fella up the road who had a little experience with him, and it was very good that I had a conversation with him before I ever put a tool on that watch or that clock, because he gave me a list as long as your arm, the cautions that I should use, the first one being take all of the power out of the spring before you'd start taking the plates apart. Oh, I've enjoyed wind-up clocks. My dad had between 19 and 17 of those things running all the time. And when they went off on the hour, he had them set so that they would start chiming on the hour and chime for the next 5 minutes all the way through the house. It was a show. KK4JBQ.
That would be interesting, Larry. I don't know. I've been in a couple of shops years ago that had clocks that, you know, this one would start chiming, and as soon as it got through, another one would start. You know, they'd time them just... it wasn't minutes. It was more seconds than it was minutes, but apart. And it was a real treat to go in those shops and listen to those things go off. When Larry was telling me that he had that one and found somebody to work on it, believe it or not, your name popped up in my head. And I said, I wonder if Larry still works on them. oh gosh, I don't know. To me, working on a watch or something of that nature would be like working on a radio with surface mount stuff today. You've got to be very meticulous with it, because if you're not, it doesn't take but one little spring as you say, relieve the tension on it. If you don't, it pops off, and it may take a couple other things with it as it goes flying across.